Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, September 17th, and on this day in 1923, the great Hank Williams was born.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by R.S. Andrews. Doctors say the upcoming flu season could be worse than 2020. A Georgia Gwinnett College student won national awards for biodiesel research. Construction is now formally underway on the new Gwinnett Fire Station 13 in Suwannee. Suwannee Fest returns this weekend. Explore Gwinnett was awarded nearly $100,000 through Gwinnett Creativity Fund. And finally, a Gwinnett County resident will compete for the Miss Georgia title. Plus, we'll hear from GDP Sports editor Will Hammack to talk local athletics.
Collinsville's most famous alumni in football, Taylor Heinicke. He's a quarterback for the Washington football team. He was the second string guy to Fitzpatrick up there, but Fitzpatrick's going to be out an estimated 8 weeks, I believe. So Taylor Heinicke from Collinsville is going to start this Sunday and probably going to be starting for the near future.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse.
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're RSAndrews.com.
You gotta be aware of all the flu up in the air. I'ma get me a shot, make the flu go away. Flu hating rapper, just rapping away. Yo, flu hating rapper, it's a flu hating rap.
The president of the Medical Association of Georgia said Wednesday this flu season could be worse than last year's and again stressed the importance of getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Perry Gilks said patients should not get lulled into a false sense of security because last year's flu season was so mild. This could be a worse flu season, which is why I'm encouraging every Georgian to get vaccinated as soon as possible and no later than the end of October. She added patients can now get the COVID-19 flu and other vaccines administered at the same time. On Tuesday, the State Board of Public Health was told almost 60% of new COVID-19 outbreaks are now in Georgia's K-12 schools, and the highly contagious Delta variant is responsible for the surge. According to Tuesday's COVID totals provided by the State Department of Public Health, more than 1.1 million Georgians have contracted coronavirus since the pandemic began in March 2020. A total of 20,806 Georgians have died, and there have been more than 76,000 hospitalizations. A group of Georgia Gwinnett College students and faculty from across multiple disciplines have been doing research that is making a real-world impact on the science of biodiesel fuel. 2021 graduate Evelyn Kalina, who was part of an environmental research cluster of six students and faculty from throughout GGC that worked on the biodiesel project, recently received the American Chemical Society Undergraduate Student Award for her work on the project and for her overall excellence in undergraduate studies. She's the fifth GGC student in the GGC Environmental Research Cluster to win the prestigious award, which is given to only about 20 students per year. In the study that she was involved in, biodiesel fuel was synthesized by collecting waste cooking oil and grease from on-campus dining facilities and using deep eutectic solvents in the production to minimize byproducts. The waste oil and grease, which would otherwise be disposed of, was made into a renewable fuel through a chemical reaction called transesterification. The group was able to create and quality test fuel and discovered the process could efficiently produce sustainable fuel suitable for use in campus utility vehicles year-round.
Good Taste Gwinnett is back. Now in its 15th year, this fall promises more excitement than ever as you're invited to cook along with some of your favorite chefs in the area. Join in October 21st and 28th to see recipes presented by Public Apron's Cooking School, Marlowe's Tavern, Local Republic, Uncle Jack's Meat House, Rico's World Kitchen, and Brunch Apothecary. The Aurora Theater's very own Anthony Rodriguez will once again be hosting this wonderful event. Registration is free at GoodTasteGwinnett.com. There's also a limited number of VIP tickets, and that includes restaurant gift cards, tickets to Fernbank Museum of Natural History, a Chick-fil-A gift card, and other great goodies. Register online and find out all the information you need for this awesome cook-along event at GoodTasteGwinnett.com.
Well, Bobby, your dad is a real fireman. What do you think about that?
I'm a little surprised. You know, you always seem to make such a big deal about being a propane salesman.
The long-planned new Gwinnett County Fire Station 13 is now under construction in Suwanee. The new station, which replaces one that was closed in spring 2019, will be located on 105 Main Street, which is on the rear driveway for the Suwanee Library branch and a short distance from the old fire station. County and Suwanee officials gathered on Tuesday afternoon to break ground on the fire station and formally kick off construction. The new fire station is slated to cost $7 million to build, and county officials have previously said they hope construction will be limited to about 11 to 12 months, including move-in for the fire department. It's being built through a partnership between the county and the city. The city provided the land while the county is handling construction. Funding for construction will be paid for with money from the 2017 Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. Once completed, the 11,000-square-foot fire station will house three drive-through bays for fire department vehicles. It will also be able to house a minimum of five firefighters and paramedics each day, as well as a fire engine and ambulance. Lilburn is opening up a new splash pad this weekend. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah!
Lilburn officials are set to make a big splash on Saturday. The city will host a grand opening for its new splash pad and pavilion at Lilburn City Park on Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. City officials said there will be a live DJ for kids playing music, and food and drinks will be available for purchase. The splash pad will operate from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then be turned off at 2 p.m. to allow for preparations for a free Rock the Park concert that begins Saturday at 6. The splash pad is intentionally designed with Old Town Lilburn history in mind. Two artistic buckets pour water, a tribute to the Bucket Brigade volunteers who saved Old Town Lilburn from a large fire in 1920 that nearly destroyed the town. Another design feature resembles railroad tracks and a cowcatcher that's found on the front of trains, which relates to Lilburn's history as a railroad town. Starting Sunday, the regular hours of operation for the splash pad will be Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The splash pad is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. For more information, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. I'm J.P. Edwards for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round.
Like many big events that got put on pause last year, Suwanee Fest is ready for its return this weekend. The two-day festival is back on Saturday and Sunday, featuring more than 200 vendors and exhibitors and 15 entertainment acts. The annual parade kicks things off Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Suwanee Fest then begins at 10 a.m. and runs until 7 p.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, the festival runs from noon until 5. Rubik's Groove, the premier outside-the-box 80s and 90s party band, is the entertainment headliner. The band will take the stage Saturday night from 5:30 to 7 p.m., City officials remind visitors that parking is unavailable at Town Center during Suwanee Fest, and traffic in the Town Center area can be congested throughout the day.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back.
Explore Gwinnett continues to show its commitment to the arts by awarding a total of $97,400 in grants to 10 Gwinnett County nonprofit arts organizations through the Gwinnett Creativity Fund. Gwinnett Creativity Fund project grants provide financial support for Gwinnett County arts and cultural initiatives taking place from August 2021 throughout the first quarter of 2022. Visit Gwinnett Daily Post for the list of nonprofit organizations receiving project grants through the 2021 Gwinnett Creativity Fund project grant.
There she is, Miss America. There she is.
Although she stepped away from the world of pageantry during her college years, a considerable portion of Tara Shiphoff's life has involved evening gowns, talent presentations, and question and answer sessions in a competitive arena. 23-year-old Shiphoff has enjoyed her share of wins. In late August, she was crowned Miss Macon 2022 and will compete in the Miss Georgia 2022 competition next June in Columbus with an eye on next year's Miss America competition. As Miss Macon 2022, Tara received a scholarship valued at $64,000 to attend Wesleyan College and more than $1,200 to pay down her existing student loans. She's a graduate of the North Carolina School of Arts with a degree in classical ballet, who also has a master's degree in management from Wake Forest. She took a hiatus from pageants to make her collegiate studies her top priority, a decision she says she does not regret.
And there she is, Miss America.
And now here's GDP Sports Editor Will Hammack with a look at Gwinnett County sports.
Will Hammack, let's jump right into it. Tell me some of the big things that happened this past weekend in high school football.
Yeah, so I think probably the biggest game everybody's pointing at, Collinsville and Rome. A couple undefeated football teams were playing up at Rome. They thought Collinsville was going to get a big test in this one, and it turned out Collinsville passed pretty well, passed that test. They were up 20-0 at halftime, quickly went up 28-0 in the third quarter, and ended up being up 34-0, winning 34-0. A big game for Collinsville to go on the road and win a game like that against a really good defense. Sam Horn and Travis Hunter doing what they normally do. Sam was 25 of 29 passing, almost 350 yards and three touchdowns. Travis, I think, had 10 catches for 224 yards and a touchdown. And on defense, Asani Redwood continues to be a force. He had two sacks and five more quarterback hurries. So big-time game for him. Game I was at, Buford played a Charlotte powerhouse team, Myers Park, and really had no trouble on that one. Kind of ran over him, almost rushed for 300 yards. 12 different guys carried the ball. Other than the defense giving up some big pass plays, Buford really rolled in that game. And then a defensive battle, Grayson and Archer, they're big-time rivals, played a tight rivalry game. Grayson was up 8-3 at the half. Archer went ahead 10-8 early in the third, and then an Archer fumble turned into a Grayson touchdown there. They ended up being the game winner. It was a 15-13 final defensive battle that Grayson won. So another exciting game in that rivalry.
And, Will, since you are the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, you're the one that picks the football players of the week, and who do you have?
Yeah, this week we went with Alex Diggs as our offensive player of the week from Brookwood. He's a big-time player, has been a big contributor throughout his career there, a key part of the offense. He's a guy that played some defense in the past, He's a big focal point of their offense this year. He had more than 100 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving last week in a win over Baldwin. He's playing running back, playing a little slot receiver, and they're getting the ball in a lot of different ways. He's a big playmaker for them. Defensively, we went with Zakai Barker, a linebacker from Norcross. He's committed to East Carolina. His team shut down South Gwinnett, won 7-0 in a true defensive battle. And Zakai was a big part of it. He had 13 tackles, and 6 of those tackles were for losses. Also caused a fumble, so great game for him this week.
Football is not the only thing that's happening in Gwinnett right now. There was a huge cross-country meet.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest meets. I know the region meets are up ahead and the state meets up ahead. Obviously, the state's the most important meet, but I think a lot of runners count the Gwinnett County meet as the number two meet for them in terms of bragging rights. All the top Gwinnett runners are there, and another great competitive meet. The Mill Creek boys won the team title. That was their third county title, but their first since 2017. Had a really low score there, 38 points. They had five of their scorers were in the top 12. Led by Ethan Norman in third place. So that was big. North Gwinnett girls won their team title. It was their third county title in the last 5 years. They had four top 20 finishers, and Ellie Brink was in 10th, Tori Meyer in 11th to lead the way there. Individually, Ellie Brewer won the county title. She gave Hebron back-to-back winners in the girls race. Finished 13 seconds ahead of Kyra Andrews of Norcross. And in the boys race, Nathan Solomon really broke a streak for his school. The last Shiloh runner to win a county title was Gibbs Knotts in 1988. So it's been a long time for Shiloh to win a county title. So congratulations to Nathan for winning there, breaking that streak. He finished 6 seconds ahead of Miles Ferguson from Archer.
Wow. 1988. That's awesome.
For sure. That's a long time ago.
It sure is. It doesn't feel like it, but it is. Well, softball season's also happening right now, and I understand that there were a couple big softball commitments this week.
Yeah, two of the best juniors in the country are both here in Gwinnett, and they made their commitments this week. Emily Digby from Decula, she committed to the Georgia Bulldogs, and Kennedy Harp committed to the Florida State Seminoles. Of course, those are two big-time college softball programs, and the talent of both these players, you knew they were going to go someplace big. Digby is a shortstop. Last year as a sophomore, she hit .438. 12 homers, 42 RBIs, and she already entered her junior season as the school record holder at Decula for career homers and career RBIs, and she still has the better part of two seasons left to add to those totals. Kennedy Harp's a really athletic player, hit .423 last year as a sophomore, 6 homers, 22 RBIs, 23 stolen bases, and to show her athletic ability, she's also an all-region basketball player, so big-time athletes. Congratulations to both of those girls.
And it's no secret that Gwinnett County really turns out high-quality talent. Tell me about how on Sunday we can watch a former Gwinnett County football star.
Yeah, Colin Sills, most famous alumni in football, Taylor Heinicke. He's a quarterback for the Washington football team. He was the second-string guy to Fitzpatrick up there, but Fitzpatrick's going to be out an estimated 8 weeks, I believe. So Taylor Heinicke from Colin Sills is going to start this Sunday and probably going to be starting for the near future, next couple months, until Fitzpatrick comes out. And if Heinicke plays well, he might be able to hold on to the job even when Fitzpatrick does come out. So we're rooting for the best for Taylor and hope that situation works out well for him.
Don't necessarily want to root for a guy to be hurt, but it is nice to be able to root for a hometown kid playing on Sundays.
Yeah, definitely. It gives us something to root for. He's a guy that's a quarterback's position that Gwinnett hasn't had a lot of success in the NFL. He's kind of been the guy that's carried the torch there for Gwinnett. Gwinnett's had a lot of players that are various positions, but quarterback's a tough spot to crack in the NFL, and he's a guy that's been able to do it and had some success there.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and Will, I appreciate you joining me on the podcast.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Rodney Sculthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. Don't break down on 316 on your way to a game. Come get your car checked out at A1 Tires and More.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to be on the side of the road and miss kickoff? Get to A1 Tires and More before you head out. Tune-ups, oil changes, fluid checks, whatever you need.
All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. Remember, at A1 Tires and More, we're more than just tires. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or your associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.